Good morning. It's Monday, October 26th, and time for the weekly Washington Report on WQXR. I'm Jeff Spurgeon. This morning, New York Times chief Washington correspondent David Sanger joins us by phone from the Capitol to talk about the Obama administration's stance on troop levels in Afghanistan. And we'll also get an idea about the administration's thoughts on climate change leading up to some important talks in Copenhagen. Good morning, David. President Obama has his sixth meeting at the White House today on troop levels in Afghanistan. Will he finally announce how many troops are going to be deployed there?
No, I think it's going to be a while, Jeff. You know, he has met now in the Situation Room on Afghanistan in this review alone for about 15 hours, and you'll have more coming this week. And the best guessing is that the announcement may still be a week or two away. And the reason is that much more than troop levels is at stake here. There's a broader set of strategic questions. But think about this. In January of 2008, in other words, a year before the president was inaugurated, we had about 26,000 troops in Afghanistan. That total is now at about 64,000, and one of the key proposals on the table now is to move it up to another 44,000. So you'd have over 100,000 American troops if he went with the high-end option. And at each step along the way, the theory has been this is the number you need to do counterinsurgency. So the question is that he's asking is, what makes you think you can do it with 100,000 American troops if we couldn't do it previously with 40 or 60?
Well, and the question keeps coming up about the president's length of time in making this decision. It just seems like he's not making it. Is there a good reason for that?
Well, you know, I think they're trying to show that they're the opposite of the Bush administration, which frequently made decisions on Iraq very rapidly. On the other hand, you have to think about the fact that when President Bush decided to do the surge in Iraq, the debate began in, I think, October of 2006, and there wasn't really an announcement until January of 2007. So when you have former Vice President Cheney out saying that President Obama is dithering. He may be dithering, but he certainly hasn't taken any longer than President Bush did. I think the bigger concern here is what to tell the allies. You know, a European official who I was talking to when I was traveling in Europe last week said to me, you know, our problem with President Bush was that he never reviewed his decisions, and our problem with President Obama is he never stops reviewing his decisions.
Mm. Well, and then there were more deadly attacks in Iraq yesterday. Is this going to have an influence then on that decision yet again?
You know, the only correlation is this. Back in the time that we under-resourced the Afghan fight, and that was between 2002 and really 2008, the argument was we needed more troops in Iraq. What struck me was that after this horrific attack in Iraq yesterday, which killed 130 or more civilians and injured many more, there wasn't really discussion that keeping American forces in Iraq would make a big difference on attacks like this. In fact, General David Petraeus was traveling in the region. His first reaction was, the Iraqis are going to have to go deal with this. So my guess is, no, this is not likely to make a big difference on the Afghanistan decision.
The Copenhagen Climate Change Conference takes place in December. Will Congress be able to deliver legislation before then?
No way. You know, even at this point, the White House is saying that they have no expectation that this stuff will even have made it through committee. And to tell you the truth, I'm not sure they really wanted to. Think about what is on their plate between now and the end of the year. They've got to get health care through, and many believe that won't happen until December. They have this big Afghan decision, which is already splitting the Democratic base behind President Obama. And then with climate change, you have other issues that are also going to divide even some Democrats who are afraid that a cap-and-trade system, you know, that sets strict limits on how much carbon you can put into the atmosphere, that system would itself be costly to jobs. I don't think that the White House believes that they can absorb all three of those fights at one time.
Then what kind of signal is this going to send to other countries when the conferences finally come around?
You know, I think there's already an acknowledgement that Copenhagen is not going to result in the kind of broad protocol that the Tokyo conference did that I'm sorry, the Kyoto conference did that resulted in the Kyoto protocols a decade ago. I think there is a sense now this is going to be an interim agreement that is going to push people, you know, in one direction or another. But let's face it, if the U.S. has not passed legislation, particularly that deals with cap and trade, how are you going to persuade the Chinese or other major players here that they have to get out in front? And I think there is a sense that the U.S. has said it's going to show leadership on this, and if it doesn't, other countries are going to hold back.
All right, David, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'll talk to you again on Monday. That was New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger, and that's the Washington Report here on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.